The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Be careful that what I'm about to tell you doesn't turn your world black and white and make you all judgmental about it. That could happen according to some research that Dick Teresi reports on in a book called The Undead. It's a compendium of facts and stories about the culture surrounding clinical, biological, and legal death. A culture where people ask questions like, how do you know someone is dead? And what are your rights just before and then just after you're dead? There was one study where groups of subjects were asked questions on a wide range of topics. Some groups had a couple of questions about death thrown in, or were flashed subliminal messages or images about death. One group was interviewed in front of a funeral home. The control group answered all the same questions without any death references thrown in. In their responses, the members of the death reference group demonstrated a more rigid worldview than the control group and were judgmental to the point of advocating violence about it. One theory says this is because, much as we brag about being the only creature so smart and able to plot for the future that we understand the inevitability of our own deaths, we can't stand the thought and keep it stuffed. When something pokes around in the unconscious and gets it rumbling up, we get paranoid and start clinging to absolutes. That's one theory, anyway. Even if a lot of people deny death, some people have to define it. Medical technologies surrounding life support and organ donation complicate declarations of death. Take the idea of brain death. It's not a particular moment, but a declaration based on a series of criteria like no reflexes or no attempts to breathe if a respirator is turned off. Once the declaration of brain death is made, the person is removed from life support and finishes dying. Once declared completely dead, the body is often put back on life support to maintain the organs until they can be harvested. No longer a person or a patient, the body is now a BHC, a beating heart cadaver. The ideal BHC is a young person who dies of head trauma. Someone who dies of a heart attack or a chest wound becomes a non-beating heart cadaver. If those organs are to be harvested, the team has to act fast because blood will pool in them and render them unusable. In some hospitals, particularly in Washington, D.C., the patient can be prepped for organ harvest while still alive. Also in Washington, D.C., organs can be pre-harvested. That means the harvest occurs immediately after the declaration of death, but the organs aren't made available for transplant until there's consent, either from next of kin or by locating a declaration by the now dead person. The actual harvesting can be a long and complex surgery, depending on the organs taken. An anesthetist must be present with beating heart cadavers to monitor body systems and administer drugs to keep them stable. But there's no anesthetic. Pain-like responses are determined to be electrochemical remnants. Anesthesia wouldn't be good for the organs. Some medical ethicists say that in the era of organ transplants, the technological trappings are new, but the reality of death is unchanged. Your ashes might go down a river, your decomposed flesh might feed bacteria in trees, or your heart might beat in somebody else's chest. Your cessation as a life form is always gradual, as other life forms take up the biological structures that were once you. That's just a thimbleful of what you think about when you think about death, says Teresi. If you're going to keep thinking about death, consider yourself warned by those research findings. You just might want to check in with yourself in a half hour or so and make sure that these few factoids haven't made you paranoid and judgmental. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.